Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, actor, author, intellectual, movie director, video director, designer of album covers, and podcaster. Here is Dove Knight.
It really is sad that I talk about people who have so much hatred, with individuals who want to take my dreams away, because it is so true. And to start off with, you know, some white supremacists who really, you know, they call themselves conservatives. You know, they come over here, they see racial slurs, they use racial slurs at me for no reason because of jealousy, I guess. And I don't know them. I don't hang out with people who are racist like that. I'm a very open-minded person, but I know that racism exists in a society. When they come over to my home or come over and then make false allegations to the police that I'm a criminal or a 911 abuser, they have me investigated for lies. It's really evil. Do you know I have to file a hate crime about this? White supremacists come in the form of people indirect making up stories. That's why it's so hard to be a minority African-American or a gay person or a Latino or whatever because of these situations. I can see why a lot of African-Americans go to prison. So, for my way of dealing with it is to be as good as possible, but stay away from evil people. And I don't hang out with close-minded people. These white supremacists should have been arrested for a hate crime, but they're trying to cover up their tracks. It really is sad that they have stooped this low in targeting me. But, you know, they think this is a conservative area. This is never going to be a conservative area in the next 20, 30, in this lifetime, because it's so open-minded, you know. And I'm going to say this. I mentioned that, you know, I have to talk about this situation because when someone targeted me simply because of my race or don't want me to, you know, be a success in the industry or be somebody, it really is a sociopath. I stay away from sociopaths. I stay away from racist people. This guy should be investigated. This guy and his girlfriend should be investigated. You know, this is not Texas, Arizona, where it's a big red, a lot of Republicans here. It's never going to be that. At the same time, I'm trying to say that, you know, I know that I'm in the music industry, and I have to appeal to both sides of the coins. Like a lot of people of different political affiliations, Democrat, Republican, who are not racist. Unfortunately, I dealt with someone who say they are Republican and they're racist. They're racist. They're from the South. They don't like what they see. You know, they should know that whether you live in Beverly Hills or Santa Monica, you know, there's conservatives everywhere. But Beverly Hills, Santa Monica, Van Nuys, or Woodland Hills, or down to North L.A. or East L.A., it is very liberal. It's, you know, in my area, it's nothing but 100% Democrats. So, you know, I don't understand, you know, when they have hate crime laws in the city of L.A. and the state of California, and this person's being a hate monger. You know, and the white supremacist is going to go into very liberal cities like New York City or Los Angeles, like where I'm at, or Chicago, and still bring their hatred. It's not fair. So, you know, targeting me for racism by lying to the police that I'm a criminal, a 911 abuser who calls the police and make prank calls, and I believe that is a hate crime. What really is so offensive is that they call themselves conservatives. They're not. They're hate mongers. They like the KKK. You know, I'm very open-minded and progressive. I don't deal with people who are so close-minded. They don't like, you know, blacks. You know, this guy is living like it's 1940. You know, he doesn't like integration. He even threatened to hang me. I have filed, I told the police about them so they can investigate him because that's very unpopular. You will never see another, it will be a never, 1940s will never come back. And you'll never see another, era of, if he wants, what it was in the Reconstruction or Jim Crow, that's never going to come back. Those days are over 100 years ago. That's over with. Now, out of touch with reality with the political climate, and also it's 2023. They have crazy people, still who are like that, but they tend not to be in Los Angeles. That's why Los Angeles attracts very open-minded people. But this individual targeted me for no reason, simply because he doesn't like me trying to better myself or trying to be in an industry or try to lie to people. It's really wrong. They also said, him and others said, that they lied about me being insane. I am not an insane person. I'm very much aware of reality. If it had to do with any of the allegations I said, my podcast is true. Yeah, man, anything on allegations that I said on my podcast in the past, it was accurate. I'm very much aware. But when you say that I'm insane, that's defamation. If you go around saying that I'm insane, I will file a lawsuit for defamation. You know, you can get sued for defamation, for lying. All this has to do with someone's hatred of me because of their jealousy. They don't want to see me making in the music industry. They don't want to see me be successful go for the American dream. They can't get off their ass and write their own song. You know? I don't know, or get their act together. You know, those days are over with. You can't do that. If you're targeting me because of race, it is wrong. You're going to lose out. You cannot be a racist in the society, especially California or anywhere. You're going to get caught. I don't deal with people like this. They should be, I have to get involved with some investigation for a hate crime now, because this is a hate crime. As far as these other sociopaths, and there's others, they were just jealous of me because I wanted to better myself. They're jealous of me because I have a talent, I have a gift to write music, or a gift, and some gift intellectually. And it's not fair for me to be harassed because of someone's jealousy or ignorance or evil sociopath deeds. I don't like using the word sociopath, but the sociopath, I bring it up because they're evil. They're criminals. They can't, they can't take responsibility for their own actions, and they do evil things to make excuses for their insane, or criminal behavior. These same individuals lied about my mental health. My mental health is fine. I could, again, that's defamation. Okay. I don't go around spreading rumors about people because I know that's, you got to be evil. It had to do with they can't not get over the fact that they want me to be that stereotype African American. They want me to be a criminal. They want me to go to jail. They even made up lies about my mental health. They said it was social workers following me around, cops following me around. That's racial profiling. You know, racial profiling is illegal in the state of California. They passed a law in 2015. You know, this is the reason why I bring up about racism and any type of discrimination and just plain old just being evil to want to take my dreams away. They said they don't want to see me in the industry. It's all because of their hatred and because of jealousy. And people are jealous, evil people come in all forms of all society, you know. Now, in essence, these other people, these, you know, mixture homeless, white, black, whoever, these people, and I don't know these people, are just jealous. And it really requires them to be taken out of the society and put in hospitals and prisons so that people like you and me can go for our dreams and be left alone. Unfortunately, even though it's 2023, we got somebody who's a hate monger or white supremacist who still think it's 1910. And that person is dangerous who's targeting me. I don't deal with white supremacists. I don't deal with far-right, hateful extremists. Because they cause too many problems. Hate mongers cause too many problems. They don't like me trying to secede. They committed a hate crime. Then I don't like these other individuals that are nearby because, and these are all mix of colors. These African American, these Latino hoodlums or whatever, or Chinese hoodlums, they targeting me because they don't like me owning a home. They don't like me going to school. They don't like me being in the music industry. It's all because they don't have the talent or the ability to get off their lily white ass or their black ass or their Latin ass and do something with their lives. I'm sorry. If they don't have the music or the demos to make music or that they don't have the ability to go to school or follow laws, that's not my problem. Well, the problem is that they should not be walking around the society targeting me or making up stories about my health simply because they don't like me, because they're jealous and they got some agenda. And they should not be around society. So the police should investigate them. They should be followed. They should follow them. Those people should be followed, should be profiled, and should be locked up. Not me. The goal is to destroy me. And, you know, it's not just because they don't like me because of my race, because I'm trying to see. It's also because of my personality. I mean, they don't like me. And at the same time, you know what, how evil they are, they're criminals. They want to lie about my music so they can go and use it. They can go and use and commit fraud, forgery, commit all kinds of lies to people in the industry saying that I don't own my music or I have a special needs situation where somebody else is in control or say there's a caseworker, social worker. All that is lies and defamation. I'm too high functioning. And I'm still high-functioning, whether I'm in an access van or not. I can walk. I can do a lot of things. It had to do with these people are mentally ill. You know, I don't care about whether I complain or not. I am not no crazy person. I'm not no insane person. An insane person is someone who's locked up in a mental hospital or who's unstable. These people are insane. I consider them insane, what they're doing. You know, trying to go for dreams and trying to do the right thing always attracts the dark, evil human beings. You know, they have some agenda against me, you know. They come across maybe because of my podcast, my music, they see my personality, and they think, oh, I'm somebody they can take down. They want to stop me. They want to stop me from succeeding. It's not right. It's not right at all to try to take my dreams away or try to undermine my musical gifts or my intellectual gifts or my ambitions for their self-centered motives or for their racist, evil motives. I remember one of them was out there talking outside, saying they wanted to go to Texas. They should. It's more acquainted to their type of political beliefs. You know, it really happens to a lot of minorities. It does happen to a lot of minorities. It happens to a lot of artists. Artists tend to have their own lives, you know. They get prejudged to be something that they're not. They get targeted, and racism happens a lot when black people who are trying to do the right thing or trying to follow the law or just do live life on their own terms, and that and include artists or any type of person who has who wants to live life and do the right thing, they get targeted by evil racists. They always do. They don't like people trying to succeed. You got to stop. We got to stop these people by locking them up. This is 2023. These people should be locked up in jail, okay? You got to put racist people who target minorities like me and you or target people in general for jealousy to be locked up so they can learn that being a dream killer is wrong. Being a racist is wrong. Good day, good night from Dove Night.